November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6, 1, repeater. The time is 5 a.m.
Hey, well. KF4, MLN clear. KF4, I tell you, this here is what it's always hard to get used to.
COT Mobile. How are you today?
It's a little bit cool this morning. Gotta sit here and let your truck warm up a minute.
Yep, got a little chill in the air. I had to defrost my windshield as well.
But it's, I'm just gonna let her get here and get a little bit warmer anyway. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, roger that. How's everything going on your end?
Not anticipating anything happening today, and that should be a good day.
Cool. And then you're gonna go pick up that antenna today, is that right?
Old one sitting here in the seat. And gonna exchange it and hope for the best.
Cool. Now how long does it take you to set that thing up now, you think, now that you got all your other portions of it strung up, ready to go, how long do you think it'd take you to set it up?
20 minutes, I'll be testing it probably.
Not at all, that's cool. Yeah, well, that'll be fun. Be good to check that off the list and move on to the next thing.
Yeah, all I gotta do is just, tie the center onto the cord, and then go ahead and unroll the two sides, and then go ahead and hoist it up, and then hook the two sides to the anchor point. Now, I might have to do a little bit of adjusting, because this one's going to be about 5 foot longer than the one I'm taking back.
Roger that. Tweak it and get her set in, and then leave it alone. Well, that's cool. Hopefully that goes smooth, and SWRs are as low as they possibly can go, and get out there and touch somebody on the airways.
I mean, it's last night before I took it down, but I needed to take it down kind of early so I wasn't doing it in the dark. The last thing I wanted to do was lose the string out of the tree.
Come on, I ought to do that.
Okay, KK4POT.
I've been through the same thing you've gone through. I went through everything. I tried everything. I don't know the man out here. And with every configuration, everything, and it gets, like I said, you might have to make you can wind a ballon if you have to. I even got a 401 ballon if you ever need one. They're not hard to wind. I found it very difficult to do. I had parents do this. And God gave me a knife sharpener. Well, I'll tell you what. I tried sharpening a pair of scissors with a knife sharpener. I'll tell you what. Without taking them apart, I realized with knife sharpeners like that, a lot are designed for left-handed people. And I'll tell you something. I had to use my right hand to sharpen one side and the left hand to sharpen the other. It was not easy to do.
Well, you're late today.
A little behind, but I'm here. KM4NAP. Y'all sounding good over this away.
Hey, morning.
Get used to this repeater squelch tone. It's tough. The squelch, because it's so fast.
Bad spot, Jet.
When they phase those dipoles and do that, I think that's going to solve the whole problem.
The car lot and tailors are all covered up with frost, and I didn't have any at the house.
Didn't hurt you too much when you found out about your pantry and stuff there in the kitchen. Didn't you rearrange all that stuff?
Affirmative. Wasn't too happy about it. She bit her lip and went on. She asked me some questions about the stuff. I said, well, you go in the pantry, you get it, you use it, and then you take it and put it back.
Well enough, right?
Not to her, but I've been doing all the cooking and the cleaning, and I've kept her out of my kitchen.
They're like a kitchen pass, like a hall pass or something. Make sure she's got permission to be in there.
That's just the reason why I never got married.
She goes in there and gets her coffee or drink or whatever, but as far as cooking, I done took it back over. She knows I done, she better not cross the line this time.
They'll take your radio away.
I doubt she would even think about that.
Did a big old bunch of fish down there?
About two or three fish, and that was it. They said the fishing was off, so nobody was catching anything. As far as the fishing trip was concerned, I think it was pretty much a bummer.
I was wondering what it was like going out, fish for tuna fish on a tuna boat, like a big boat like that. I never tried messing with a big one like that, the real one, and I never did it. I'm sure it's not easy to do it.
he's real big on fishing at the beach. Whenever they go down every year, and he probably goes there at least two times a year, for the whole family, you know. But he mainly does fishing while he's down there. He reels in some all kinds of good stuff: stingrays, sharks. Shoot, he caught something else pretty cool last time, and I'm drawing a blank on what it was, but he always reels in something neat.
On your hand, because you got to do a lot of yanking and pulling to get that thing. I wonder how hard it is to do it. I never did it.
The thing I can catch is a cold.
I'm going to try and see what happens. Okay, guys. One thing I've gotten down to hate is antennas. What do you... I shouldn't say that, they're kind of fun, but man, I guess I'll get one of these days. We'll see what happens when we do mine, but it'll be fun. I think we get mine. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got to get my extra class, too. I got to check out a vanity call in the next couple weeks, and I do have a DVD plan. I just need to get someone to run off a DVD for me to take to study for the test, because I guess there's 800 questions. Is that what it is?
And something questions.
Probably it's going to take me a while to go over and stuff. Well, you know, it's not. What the problem with it is, I went to take the NSA of the NASA certification test, you know, for mechanics and the series and the tools. And the problem with these kind of tests is there's a couple answers that are close, and there's only one that they want.
When I took my general, I went ahead and took the extra just for the fun of it, and I mean, I only missed about half of them, and you know, I hadn't even cracked the book on it, so maybe it won't be too bad, and I start class for it on the 14th.
So I can burn off a DVD so I can study, because I missed it a couple times, but you know what happened to me? They gave me the hardest test, the hardest test they had. They said, well, what age is dynamite? Well, they gave a test for no dynamite, but they gave the hardest one, the old darn book.
Guys, I'm gonna hop out of here while y'all catch up. 73's to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day and be safe. And we'll catch up with you in the morning, hopefully. So we'll talk to you then. KK4 FOT.
Damn. Have a good one. Hopefully, I'll bring that analyzer back this week.
I think a little bit. Start to get used to learning how to use it. They're really cool.
New antenna today, and hopefully, I'll get it up. The SWR will be good on it, and I'll be set to go. Got my fingers crossed. Y'all cross your fingers, too. KN4TFW.
Those guys are pretty good, so they'll walk you through it. But like I said, I've got one of their 4-1 balance sitting right here. I just got to glue it together, so if it ends up an issue like that, I got one I can give you to try it if you have a problem, so it's easy enough to do. My aunt says I'm going to put a tap-down coil with wires and relay switches to tap it down if I have a problem. It's fun. Actually, I can't really say I hate them. They're actually pretty good. They're fun. I learned a lot. Understand is reactance, inductance, capacitance, how it's all related. What happens when you slam that thing up? We'll see what happens. It's kind of cool.
It's a bit longer than the other one. They're saying you need about 5% longer on each trap. If you're going to do a vertical V.
Makes sense, because you don't have the height. So, that's right. That's correct. Now that they've done that, it may just line right up and work fine. There's nothing wrong with your antenna, except I could have made the other work for you, but it would be a lot more complicated to do it. But, that's what you should do, because you can't go by length and space. You got to go by the existing situation it's working under. But once you get that thing to work, it's going to work dynamite.
Well, that I did get it to work, it was working pretty good.
Here's what's wrong with my antenna, which happened with mine. My angle, the angle of the antenna, the V, is too close together. And mine is like a 22.5 degree angle. And what it's doing is it's coupling with itself. Plus, it's coupling with the building and the tower. So, it was causing a real issue with me. So bad. I went outside with a field strength meter, and a friend of mine, I ran 100 watts to this thing. I got my SWR tuner with the tuner. I keyed it down in the CW position with a carrier. And he went down with the fuel strength meter by the tower coupling to the highest fuel strength point. He walked 15 feet away from it with the can of the fuel strength all the way up, and it dropped to nothing. That's cool. It landed at 5%. That's good. That sounds like that's going to work fine.
Another 5 feet, something longer, so that I should be able to make that fit. Gain 4 TFW.
So you can always fold the ends over. It's not bad. You can do that. You can fold the end over a little bit. Just whatever you do on one side, you got to do the other. You can fold it over. It's fine to do that. Antennas. Doing crafts for different bands like that gets very complicated. Super 9 in Canada, that's pretty good. You're probably going to gain like 5 dB, probably 15 over 9. You'll find Florida, you should be about 20 over 9 or so in Florida when the band's in good shape on 80 meters to 100 watts. One thing you're going to find on 3915, there's a group that hangs out on 3913, and they splatter, they roll out power over there, and sometimes during assignment, they kind of get on top of you a little bit.
Noticed that yet, but I checked into the 3915 one time already.
You gotta get someone got help my hands. I had a ham stick up there on the tower and melted the ham stick. They over and blow the transmitter up, but I got to put a vertical up there. One guy said we could stick one on the ground, but I was gonna do that. But you know, I got the kids outside. The dog sometimes runs out in the mud out there, and I don't want the dog getting zapped. I hate soldering connectors. I hate doing that.
Solder my coax. I haven't done it yet, but I'll get to it.
If you're in a serial connector, just skin it, and if you can get it. What I do with them is I skin the solid part longer than you need to slide it through, and then I just skin the insulation back. It fits real tight in the connector, so you kind of just pull it back, screw it in there, you know, force it in tight, spin it in, and then you just solder the outside. You scuff up the connector with Emery cloth, and you just drop a couple dots of solder in that hole. And what I have found works is you take the end of the wire sticking through the hole in the center, and you cut it off after it's in there. That way, and then you solder it. That way, you don't have to, you got to skin it back a little more, so when you slide it in there, it doesn't have a chance to short the center. Without sight, it's extremely hard to solder.
Alert, too, you better check continuity before you solder. Make sure one strand didn't get over where it wasn't supposed to be.
If it does do that, I just hook it up to the battery and zap. And it burns it all off. There, don't do that. I did Kevin Raper. He plugged in the oil one time. I didn't like it when he did that. And they have these cutters, too, that skin the exact amount that you can use to cut both parts of the wire at the same time. I got to have someone show me how to set one of them up. Because what they do is they're designed, you twist it, and it cuts both parts of the coax at the same time. And skins it and everything else, one shot.
And if I found somebody that had one of those skinners like that, that'd make it a lot easier for sure.
Fox them.
Justify getting a pair just for, you know, one coax once in a while.
Once in a while, you always be doing something. They're not very expensive. I think they're under $35. Nice. I mean, I get a good utility blade, you can skin it. But that stuff is so hard to work with, that big stuff.
Let's see, Friday. Ken, do you think you're going to have the antenna up by 7 o'clock tonight?
Should have it. I should have it by about 5, I'm hoping. It shouldn't take 30 minutes max to get it back up, I wouldn't think.
Give me a holler and let me know how it's doing.
I'll hook it. I'll hook my receiving antenna up on 3915 and tonight, my vertical, and see if I can. I can't transmit, but see if I can hear you. I might need ID this thing sooner or later.
Checked into the net last night, but had had so much static on my end. I don't know what it was from. I got a feeling it's from the PlayStation, because kids were on the PlayStation.
It'd be because it's probably not hardwired to the TV. It's probably running Bluetooth.
Wired to the TV, Wi-Fi that I think's what's messing it up.
Message the HF band bad. It's two LED light bulbs.
Well, on that radio where I got it, it's been about a 3 on the S meter, pretty consistent. And my little Wi-Fi little receiver's kind of hit it, but about maybe 4 feet from it. But I haven't noticed that it was giving me an issue.
Whatever, you know, whatever you're hooking to it, you know, sometimes a lot of the equipment and other games and cheap stuff isn't shielded at all, so that's probably what the problem is.
It is the workplace, and I hope you guys have an awesome day. I'll say 73, and Ed, I'll give you a shout when I get hooked up, and we'll see if maybe we can make contact. KN4TFW.
Dan, have a good one, and don't work too hard. 73 is KN4NAP.
73 is to you, KK4NXE.
Oh, man.
How you doing?
Kicking. That's about all I can say is we're kicking.
Well, your people get back.
They got back Saturday, and I think they caught a whole total of 3 fish all week long down there.
Much about fishing anymore.
Down there to hopefully catch a big mess and bring back, but it sort of flunked out this year. I think it was pretty much did the same thing last year.
Austin, I didn't catch no big bunch of fish.
Anyone's having luck catching fish around here lately?
The weather and then the water currents changing up like it has. That's probably what's messed the fishing up off the beach and stuff.
Maybe so.
Unusually wet weather and kind of weird weather the last month, so I'm not surprised.
You know, at one time, you never heard of a great white shark off the coast of South Carolina. And I saw on the internet where they've got, I think, 25 of them tagged, and they're going from all the way from Florida all the way up. Almost to like New York.
Sharks do that. Some of those unusual, I don't think. I mean, I'm sure they do that. I mean, coming close to shore, they get the food where they can get it. So if it's in here, that's where they're going to go get it. You know, California had a special on that. Mike Rowe did it. A shark weekend. He was talking about how you know, they're watching them and watching the migration of them and all that. It's really pretty interesting how they cruise.
Be running in the truck this morning.
Tim, I ain't got no heat in my car. I wasn't about to drive it this morning.
Can't say that I can't blame you for driving the truck this morning. I think I hadn't looked, but it's supposed to get down to like, what, 34?
Yeah, I hadn't looked either. I'm not sure what the temp is, but I know it's cold.
Oh, weather count real quick and see what this temperature in Greenville is, just get an idea for a laugh.
Oh, stick your hand out the window and go, as you go down the road about 40 miles an hour.
The motorcycle one time, this crap. When I was younger, we used to ride a motorcycle in the 18 degree weather with a helmet. You get out of the hot building, you got a cold, here the helmet snap. That's how cold it was.
Police motorcycle in it. The colder the better. Because I had a big old full length trench, what I call a trench coat. I had the wool blanket lining in the whole 9 yards, so I stayed nice and warm.
That stuff. I was younger, 2020s, I was doing that stuff. My friend and I used to go, we used to go everywhere in a bike. He used to drive all the way along, I don't care, ice, snow, didn't matter, he drove the motorcycle everywhere.
John Wayne stock and ranch shirt.
You know, John Wayne, he was pretty cool.
Must be down in a hole.
Yeah, I didn't catch that last part, though, about John Wayne.
I got a couple of shirts for Christmas. They're made by, well, name on them is John Wayne stock and ranch shirts. They're real fuzzy. They're like wool, but they're polyester. And I'm going to tell you something. They are warm. Very warm. Flannel? I would call it a flannel shirt. I don't know if they call it that, but that's what I would call it.
Pretty cool. I used to work flannel shirts all the time. I guess I grew out of them, never replaced them. But yeah, that's cool.
Want me to pick you up a couple? They're $18 at Sam's.
Sure.
Over.
Pocket get on the front.
No pocket.
I can hear you pretty good. Cat one.
Inhale. Oh, Sean.
You got an outside antenna on that thing on the car. I think it's going to do just fine.
Get a chance, send me a picture of one of them shirts.
But it's a slip over, it's got, and you can zip it up. I tell you what, I'm running with both windows down, just a little bit of heat, and I'm comfortable.
On one of those.
Extra large like me? Hey, Mike, she didn't get too mad at me about taking my kitchen back over. KM4NAP Friday.
I didn't tell you she had any ideas of taking it back to her, did she?
Starting to ask questions where stuff was, and I told her, it's in the pantry. You go get it, use it, and put it back. And she sort of looked at me cross-eyed a little bit. So I've been doing all the cooking, so it's been staying nice and clean and everything in its place.
Temperature is 32 degrees. Damn, I don't know what it is now, but that's what they said at 5 a.m. is what it was. I gotta fix my thermometer out there.
A huge meteorite.
Now, a lot of people get to see those things. I think I've seen two in my whole life.
Off the meteorite showers, normally try to take a peek at. Several of them up there are off the deck on my place because there's no city lights to hide anything.
Went running around out at night with the city lights everywhere, so that's probably the reason why I can't really get to see them.
I've seen both of them
are green.
I don't know, I'm gonna jump out of here. I know it's almost 6 o'clock or pretty darn close to it.
Little now, and we'll catch you in the morning, hopefully.
It is in the morning. I didn't really check the clock. I think it's around 6 somewhere. Let's see if I can get that this time.
Deal.
Probably about you're getting down in a part where you're gonna not be able to talk much on more in here anyway, so I'll let's say 7-3s and in case you're not hearing me, KI-4, right clear. Catch you guys tomorrow morning.
Alpha-7-3, take everything next week.
Particular color of shirt you want, because they got them in blue and green and red. And they got one sort of wild color to it.
So what shade of green?
Sort of a dark green. I got dark green one on now. It's sort of a medium dark. We'll go down and I'll pick it up Saturday.
Good.
It might break it up. I don't know if it's on my end or you.
I'm down in a hole out here on Toledo Dam Road. It's supposed to pour the rain.
We're supposed to have some rain this weekend. It never fails. By the time I think we're going to have a decent weekend so I can get something done. Here comes the rain.
I hate it act up like that.
Running a little bit late this morning, which is normal for Wednesday for everything that comes in on the truck on Wednesday.
Right. Morning so far?
So good. No issues as of yet. And I'm in my last big subdivision. If it's starting to pick up on this end over here, I don't know what it's like over your way.
It's a different route this morning. I'm going down, I'm just coming in on Whitehorse. Don't look too bad. It's about normal for traffic.
Most of the traffic that I run into, people going down to Sandy Springs, go to work at Michelin.
There's a myth of that.
Run into the ARA traffic, which catches the people that go in and do the cooking and stuff to feed the students on campus.
Just your early out, you know, the majority of your run is in the early mornings. You probably don't run into that much, do you?
It's definitely 32 degrees. It's a little bit chilly on my ears.
What's it supposed to do rest of the day?
Heard. I figured it'd get up in the upper 50s. We're lucky.
Comes up.
I've been out in it this morning. Neither. It's a little bit too cool to be working on a truck, especially a bunch of cold metal that's been sitting out in it all night. That can get miserable.
Some of those lighter fluid hand warmers my wife got me for Christmas. I got two of those. Might load those up this morning, turn them on.
Would.
Rockets before I got out there that walk out without it.
Oh, that had a set of those. He'd always use them when he'd go out and wind a time going rabbit hunting.
Sounds like a good deal.
Need those things. I don't know what my cousin ever done, so came for an AP Friday.
One good.
Just took them and threw them away.
I'm going to be destination here.
Finished up. Got 12 more customers, then I'll be able to call it a day.
The time is 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Hey, well, have a great day. Hey, it's 7-3s to you. I hope the rest of your journey's safe. And I appreciate you picking me up one of them shirts. I'll definitely use it out on some log cutting expeditions I'm going on here shortly. So, all right, well, take care, my friend. And have a great day. Take it for it next week.
One that I get you is like the one that I've got. When you get to cutting them logs, you're going to be peeling it off. But I'm glad you made it in safe. Have a good day, and hopefully catch you in the morning. 7-3s, my friend. KM4 and MP Clear.